Hi, my name is Eddie Kai. I'm the lead designer for Star Vaders, the game, and our studio is called Star Vaders Studio.
What is Star Vaders? It's a card-based sci-fi shooter.
Yeah, so Star Vaders is this tactical roguelike deck builder. So you control this mech, and you're trying to defend the Earth from these alien Vaders that are coming down from the top of the grid. Each turn, these alien Vaders move down, and your goal is to destroy them before they reach the bottom. It's very much like a turn-based tactics version of Space Invaders.
Seemed like it.
Yeah. You have a hand of cards, and you use the cards to move your mech and attack the invaders. And it's a roguelike deck builder, which means that after each combat, you get to draft new cards, new upgrades, new artifacts to make yourself stronger, create broken synergies, and try to defeat this increasingly challenging battles as you save the Earth.
Why a card-based strategy game?
Why? At least, I always really loved like board games, tabletop games, card games in general, so naturally gravitated towards this kind of mechanics to play with. I think cards in general provide a lot of like interesting mechanics and synergy to play with, while also introducing this inherent randomness to it. When you draw cards, it's random cards. So in a strategy game, the really interesting part is how to like meditate or how to use that randomness to your advantage, and it creates a lot of variability as well during the run.
Why do you think card-based strategy games have become like a big thing to develop in video games? Like it's a very crowded market.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I can't speak for everyone, but I feel like it almost feels like the type of people that like card games, there's like a Venn diagram, and they're likely to like game design as well, in the sense that in a lot of card games you're trying to build something, you're trying to create a new synergies, new archetypes, new strategies, and in a sense game design, like creating a game, is almost very similar in that sense. You're trying to create synergies, create strategies, building something out of little pieces like cards, right? So maybe the reason why there's so many is because game developers might gravitate towards card games in general.
What makes yours so unique?
Ours, we have this grid-based tactics that's unlike any other I've seen before. So, well, I mean, it has a variety of influence. For example, Mega Man Battle Network or Into the Breach. But this kind of tactical Space Invaders style battle makes it so your own mech's health is not as important as defending the Earth. You have an alternate goal of defending the Earth. And that makes it so movement feels different. All your attacks are directional. So, for example, we can have like different attacks with different ranges, different AoEs with specific shapes that are much more dynamic and interesting. And one of the most unique things in our game is, I think, we don't have health. None of the enemies have an HP bar, and the cards don't deal damage. They just straight up, most enemies are just one hit, one kill.
Gotcha.
Which means that, for example, if we want to upgrade a card, we don't just give it more damage. It's not just more damage or like different types of damage. We actually have to create a unique effect for each card we create.
Were you a big sci-fi fan growing up?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I'm still a big sci-fi fan now.
what sci-fi really interests you?
Oh, I mean,
don't say like what's your favorite sci-fi movie. Just like what sci-fi in general, like you know, TV shows, books, comics, movies.
Yeah. I really like. I guess I can think of two right now. Like hard sci-fi about like how humans react to changing technology. So for example, like Black Mirror or. Exactly. But the things that focus on the human element in sci-fi. On the other hand, I really like time travel stories in general. I just like the mind-bending, puzzly nature of trying to figure out what's happening, who's who. Those are always fun to me.
I think they announced that the Fantastic Four movie coming up will be a time-traveling movie.
Oh, really?
To explain why the Fantastic Four in the 1963, so that way, you know, obviously they can be later on in the regular Marvel universe. So
yeah, now I'm more interested.
Bill and Ted's probably one of my favorite time travel movies.
Oh yeah,
the first one. Back to the Future, obviously. The original Time Machine, I think, is unique. It's first very, you know, for its time coming out. I mean, it looks very dated today, but still, its time period coming out.
Yeah.
I was very, like, unique when I watched it for the first time. It was like, oh, I can see how this would be a big hit. So,
you know,
the author being very ahead of his time when he wrote it. So, well, thank you so much for sitting down to talk about your sci-fi-based card game.
Thank you. No, thank you so much for spending the time to play it.